We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Ayin Hema Beis, and we are starting Ayin Hema Beis, the two dots, V'hamolchoi V'hamavde, like 5-6 lines from the top. The next few malachas in the Mishnah were Molchoi salting and ma'abde and tanning. That is salting and that is tanning. It's the same thing. How do you tan? How do you ma'abed, which means making the leather? How does that work? By salting it. So it's the same thing. How can you count it as two malachas? They are part of the same process. Like other things, Zoyra, Bayram, Raka, we count three things. There's different processes. All the type of malacha of taking psalus from Oichavo is different parts of the process. Here it's the same process. So why is it called two malachas? So tomorrow you're right. We'll take out one of them. We'll call it Ma'abed and take out the word Malchai. Va'ayil Sirtut. And we'll put in instead Sirtut. Sirtut means you scratch on the skin in order to know where to cut it. That's Sirtut. So you're going to put in instead one of the Lam Tes Malachas is Sirtut. Omar Rabbar Avuna. Hayman de Malach Bisra. Someone who salts meat. Chayiv Mishim Ma'abed. It's Chayiv on Shabbos because Ma'abed. Rav Amar, no. If you salt a piece of meat, there's no problem. Ain't Ibud Ba'ichlin. There's no Ibud Ba'ichlin. And Omar Rav Ashi, a fellow Rabbar of Huna, says there is Ibud Ba'ichlin. That he's salting it so much, he needs it for the whey. He used to make those like salamis, he used to make it salted, and then you have to be refrigerated, take it on the whey. Very salted. But in your own house, salting a little bit, a person does not make his meat into wood. And therefore, it's not enough salting, even for that manyama to call it Ibud Ba'ichlin. El Maisa, woman holds ain't Ibud Ba'ichlin, that's what Paskin ain't Ibud Ba'ichlin. Taisa speaks out that it could be the Isidar Abanon of salting Oichlin, and we'll see about that in the Gemara, Daf Kuf Chesam Abayz. There could be certain times when it's also to salt Oichlin. For El Maisa, you still can make a salad on Shabbos. Don't worry, that's not called salting. So, tomorrow, Vaita. V'amachkoi v'amachatkoi. It says in the Mishnah Vaita, another two malachas. V'amachkoi means you smooth it out by pulling out the hairs. V'amachatkoi means you cut it to size. Omer of Acha Bachanina. Hashof bein amudim v'shabes chayv v'mishma machik. So Rashi learns that the case is that you have these pillars. It's outside. You have like a gazebo with pillars and there's earth on the floor. And you smooth out the earth between the pillars. You smooth out the earth with your foot. He says that's of Isser of Memachik. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat. Tosfos brings that up pshat from Ben Chananel. He says the shafa or ala omud. You take a piece of skin and you rub it, you sand it, the ke'ilu, on the amud, on the pillar. Kedei lachlika. So there what you're doing is you're machik da'ar. That means, he says, that's posh, that's why you chayiv. V'chei mashu yashalmi, as Tosfos says, V'rashi perish v'shof ka'koyish v'enim udich achaloyna is loyna hira. He doesn't like that pshat. Smoothing out the ground, he didn't like that pshat. That's called machik. He doesn't explain exactly what he doesn't like about it, but Tosfos has a different pshat that it's the ar that you're smoothing against the pillars. There are three things Rav Ashi told me over from Rav Yeshua ben Levi. What are the three things? The three things. I'm a guy, Rosh Hashanah, so it's v'Shabbos. Chayiv Mishum Mechatech. Someone who had this wooden Rosh Hashanah are like the pillars or the poles of the curtains, and on top of it, you make it, you rub it out. Then it's a chiyuv of mashum mechakik. Example of this would be, is like a pencil. Also, let's say you have a pencil and you make the pencil sharp. That would be also a issa of mechatek. You're making it, you're carving it out, basically. You're smoothing it out and carving it out. It's mechatek, the Gemara says. Megar rosh ha-klenis v'shabes, chayiv mashum mechatek. Hamarach retia v'shabes, chayiv mashum mechakik. Someone who smoothed out a band-aid that has medication on it, and you smooth out the medication to put onto the makkah, to put onto the wound, yichayev mishum emachek, of smoothing out. When masas is even, someone chisels out a stone, he takes a stone out of the mountain and chisels it out to make it into a nice square. B'shavas, chayev mishum makkah v'patish. That the chiyev is, makkah v'patish, that's finishing off the stone, making it into a brick. Om Rav Shimon ben Kisma, Om Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Hatzar tzura b'kli. Someone who has a kli, it's almost finished, but he's finishing it off by making nice pictures on it to make it nice. Someone, after the glass is melted, he blows into it and creates a kli. Chayiv v'shem makkah v'patish. Chayiv because of Maka b'patish. That's what you're maka. You're making the kli. You're making the kli. So this is a good time to speak out Rashi's shita. That Rashi holds that there's no binyan b'kelim. So there's no issa here. You're making a glass. So maybe it should be issa or it's binyan. So Rashi's shita is ain binyan b'kelim. Rashi we had before, the Gemara yesterday, that said if you make a chavita, you make a barrel, and it says like 7 or 8 different Surah Shabbos, Malachis, and doesn't say binyan. We didn't say binyan. What's pshach? He holds ain binyan b'kelim. Now Tosfos there says, the argues on Rashi, he holds the issa binyan b'kelim. He says when you make a kli, the whole kli from beginning to end, that's called binyan b'kelim. But if you're only fixing up a keli, so then that's not called binyan b'kelim. So Tosfos learned this Gemara is no binyan b'kelim because here the kli already had before you blew into it, you blew out this keli. It already had a base kibble. You're just fixing it up, and therefore it's chayiv because of makav apatash. Only and not binyan. Rabbi Yehuda, hayman shakla kufi miglimi. This person who takes off, like he has this clothing, and after you finish a piece of material, a lot of times there's little pieces of thread sticking out of it. And you pull them out, or little splinters stuck in it. You pull them out, that's chayim shemakapatish. You're finishing up, you're beautifully ironing, you're finishing up the piece of material. The hanimili the kapa lev is only if you're makbar on it. If you're makbar on it, then you're showing that this means a lot to you, and therefore, you're chayim shemakapatish. So the Gemara it says in the Mishnah, "Koisiv shtei oisiyas," that the issek siv is you have to write 2 oisiyas, and it says, "Amoichik emras tuchtav shtei oisiyas." So Tana Rabbanan learned in the Brisa, "Kos of ois achas gedoyla," you wrote 1 big ois. Instead of writing 2 ois, you wrote 1 big gimel, and in that makom of the gimel, you can fit really 2 oisiyas. V'yesh mukayim alichtav shtayim potter. You're potter. The Brisa only wrote 1 ois. In the Mishkan, they used to write. Rashi explains they used to write always 2 oisiyas. Why? Because they wanted to match the kerushim to each other. When they put it back up, they wanted to know where every kerush goes, exactly where it goes. You used to put 2 oisiyas next to each other to match them up. So you always need 2 oisiyas. If you don't write 2 oisiyas, you're potter. But, malchak ois gedayla, yes, v'kayim lech l'shtayim, if you erased 1 ois that was so big, this big gimel, and there was enough room to put 2 more oisiyas, they're chayiv. Why? Because mechik is a mas licht of shtei oisiyas. If there's enough room to write 2 oisiyas, that makes you chayiv. Omrav Nach Rav Yesi, v'zeh chayim v'meichim v'kaisiv. This is a chumra, meichik of a kaisiv. What are you trying to say? So Rashi says that we're trying to say that this Tana is Rav Nach and Rav Yesi. That's what we're trying to say. That's what we're trying to bring out. Really, he's not saying anything. We're just trying to say this Tana that says, this halacha, that kaisiv, 1 big ois, is not chayiv, and meichik is yechayiv, that Tana is Rav Nach and Rav Yesi. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. It says in the Mishnah, last few malachas, Haboina Soisa, Hamachaba Vahamavir, Vamaka Patash. Boina building and destroying, and Machaba Vamavir extinguishing and making a fire, Maka Patash. Rabbi Avdir Matavayo, Kol Midi this big Ramalacha, anything, any pa'ula that you're doing that finishes up a chayfitz, finishes up a malacha, chay, Mishamaka Patash, the chay of course of Maka Patash. Talk to Gemara. The Gemara later on, Daf Kopeth, Daf Kogimel will explain more examples of Maka Patash. Zogt Gemara weiter. It says at the end of the Mishnah, Eilu avos melachos abam chasa achas. That's what Mishnah says. This Mishnah starts off with a minyana. And the Gemara explained what the minyana, the account was for. It teaches 39 melachos. Then it ends off again. Hare eilu avos melachos abam chasa achas. First, what's hare eilu, and also why do you say the number over? Zogt Gemara. Eilu avos melachos eilu lafukim Rav Eliezer. This is coming to exclude the sheet of Rav Eliezer that he has 2 more melachos that the Mishnah doesn't count. The mechayev al toldo. No, I'm saying that wrong. It's the next Gemara. This Gemara is Elu Lafuki Rav Eliezer. Mechayev al toldo makamah. This is saying Elu avos melachos to come to Lafuki Rav Eliezer. Rav Eliezer holds that if someone does a toldo and its own av, you chayev 2. We're saying no, Elu avos melachos. You're only chayev 39 for the 39 avos melachos. You're not chayev in a toldo, but makamah. So the Elu is coming to exclude the sheet of Rav Eliezer holds, you chayev a toldo of makamah. What's Abam Chas Achas teaching? What's Abam Chas Achas? Lafuk of Rabbi Yehuda. It's going to exclude the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds us 2 more malachas. The Tan Yehuda Moisef in the Avos Malachas is Moisef as a Shoivet. Shoivet v'amedakte. Shoivet and medakte are done the same tool. A sort of tool that has a little sharp edge. And the Shoivet is made when they put the warp, they put the chassis, they put the threads across the loom that's going away from you, back and forth away from you. So those, you use a certain tool to make sure everything is straight. And medakdik is for the weft that's the arev, shesiv arev, the arev that goes back and forth, that's to make sure that's straight. So that's a shevet and medakdek, the two part of the weaving process. So it's two more malachas. Amar lo, Chama said, no, shevet arev b'chlal meisach. Shevet is b'chlal meisach, which means the warp, it means putting on the threads over the loom. It's part of that same av. Medakdek arev b'chlal oirek. Medakdek is b'chlal, the weaving. That when you do the weaving, it's part of the weaving process, and therefore it doesn't have its own shame av malacha. Zok the new mishnah. The new mishnah now, as I go back to the surim of Yitzah, the halacha is all hilchos shavuot needs a certain shear. And the question is, how much is the shear Yitzah? How much you have to carry in order to be chayiv the iser malacha of Yitzah, of carrying? Carrying in form of shishtanarashos, or carrying shishram boames? But oy klal echad onru. It's not a klal, he said. Remember, the mishnah started with a klal gadol. This is another klal, it's not a klal gadol. Oy klal echad onru. Call a kosher latznia, any type of material or item that people save. And umatzniyim kamayu, now they save it, it's a shear, it's an amount that people, it's worth for them to sell, to save. V'hoitziu v'shabbos, and you took that on Shabbos, chayiv chatas alav. Chayiv chatas. For example, like a piece of garbage, you don't save. So that, if you carry that out, you're not chayiv. And even, let's say something's not a garbage, but it's like, it's a tiny thing, and you don't save that amount ever, you have a tiny needle that comes out of your shirt when you buy a brand new shirt, even though maybe it's not garbage, but it's not something you save that amount. So if you had 30 of those needles, maybe then yeah. But one, you're not going to save, so there is no chiyav chatas. So here's the thing, if something that's... So the klal like this, called kosher latznia, something that's a good material, that amount is worth it to save, but chiyav chatas, chiyav chatas, love. But also ain't a kosher latznia. But if it's not a material worth saving, or even if it's worth saving, but you don't save that amount, you're not chayiv, only hamatznia. This Mishnah says, the matznia himself, if this person himself hoards these type of stuff, then he will be chayiv. But other people will not be chayiv. Only he will be chayiv, the person who hoards it. We'll see, it's Mechlekes Tanayim about that. Talk to Gemara. Kol kosher latznia, anything that's worth to save, what's that coming to teach us? Lafuke, what's coming to exclude? Papama lafuke dam nida. A person doesn't save dam nida. There's no tell us what is the purpose of dam nida. Does not save that. Maokva, even though maybe you can use it for something, we'll see in a second, but still, according to our papa, he has to come to exclude. Maokva amro, amar lafuke ate ashera. Coming to exclude a ashera tree, which is a vidazara tree, the branches of a vidazara tree. Man de amadam nida, that's potter on dam nida, koshkin ate asher, for sure ate asher, which is also bahana, and it's disgusting, for sure that it's not something that's kosher latznia. Man de amate asher, but the man de amate says that our mission is going to exclude ate asher, but dam nida is a chi of haitzah, because people do save it. Amadam nida, matzle lashunra, you save it to give your cat. The cat likes blood, and you're saving it for the cat. And what's about the other man de amate, you save it for your cat, what's about the papa? Since it's the Matthias is, if a person feeds his own dam to a cat, it causes him to get weak. And therefore, it's shav means chalishas hadas maybe, or it means be'etzem, like some kind of Matthias take a thing that he gets weak. Therefore, he doesn't put it away. And there's other Rishonim, other Acharyim will learn that it means that it makes the cat weak. But either way, it's a reason why you don't save it. Zok Tamar Avayt, Om Rav Yisrael Rechnina, hi, this Tana holds, our Tana holds, that if someone who's Matzniya, if someone who's rave people Matzniya, then every person who takes it out is Chayiv, like the first Mishnah says, called Kosh Latzniya means people, things that people save, and the amount that people save, then everyone's Chayiv Chatz Lov, Mishnah's Mashmah, even a rich person. Even though maybe this rich person doesn't save, if rave people save this amount, they are Chayiv Chatz. Our mishnah is like Rav Shimon. The Iker Rav Shimon, all the shiurim that we said is only if all the shiur we're saying Gregorius was saying kosher latznia. All these shiurim are only for the person himself who is matznia. But for a rich person, let's say rave people are matznia pennies, you know, 3 pennies. But the rich person, he throws pennies away. So he carries a penny out, he will not be chayt. So it's only for the matzniyehim. That's what Rav Shimon says. That's what Rav Shimon says, and that's, this mission is not like Rav Shimon. And there's a Rashi later on who speaks out that Rav Shimon also argues on the second thing. The end of the Mishnah says that even the minutest amount is chai for the matzniya. That Rav Shimon also argues. Rav Shimon holds you need a shear. Even for the matzniya, you need a shear. So it's two machlekesim. First of all, you need a minimum shear. And even if you have a minimum shear and rich people use that shear, a rich person won't be chai for that. So there's really two machlekesim Rav Shimon on Tana Kama. One machlekes is on the ratio, that the ratio is mashma. Any time rich people save the thing, that everyone is chai for that amount. That Rav Shimon says, no, a rich person won't be chai. And the end that says if it's a small amount and Yechayiv, the matzniya himself is chayiv, Rav Shimon says no, even the matzniya needs a minimum shear.